time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning once again to all. I'll be here till noon, and then after that, more interesting programs coming up here. And if you win a prize, don't forget, we are open Thursday and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. for you to pick up your prize. Don't forget that. Thursday and Fridays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay. Now, we're located somewhere new. We have a phone call. All right. Good morning, caller.
You wanted to know the kind of food?
Yes.
Talking about food and pop lovers?
Yes.
Now, I am amazed at the food here. It's all Greek food. Every truck I've seen is a Greek food. Everything is fried in Greece.
Really? Oh, yes, I get you.
I wish George was there.
Yeah, did you? Well, you weren't at the parade, were you?
No.
George was all smiles in his black Corvette with his wife waving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
wow.
I saw George's son, too.
Uh-huh.
Chris.
How big was the parade?
Well, where we were, it started out about 38 minutes leaving. We were at the very start of it. So it took about an hour, I think, for it to get over.
So it was about an hour.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And it was jam-packed with people. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, for some reason, people just can't get enough of going to parades, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
People love a parade. Yeah.
Yep. So, any interesting floats?
Well, yes. I tell you, the one I talked about was the horse-drawn fire wagon.
Wow.
Which I'm associated with, clear back in 1943, 1944. That was the Bucyrus Fire Department's hose wagon.
Huh.
And we stored hose in it. And I used to have to stand on the platform on the back and hand up donuts of hoses, of course.
Mm. Now that fire wagon, was it one of the steam pumper deals?
No, it was horse-drawn. But it was of that era. It was the same era.
Yeah, it's the kind that they were horse drawn, and they were also steam powered to spray the water.
Well, yeah, it was interesting. The fire departments, had horses to draw their various pieces of equipment, namely the steamer, the pumper.
Mm-hmm.
And when the fire bell rang, no one had to go and open a gate to let the horses out. There was never a gate in the horse's stall. They stayed in their stall until they heard the bell ring, and they would run out on the floor and stand, and the firemen would pull a cord, drop the harness on the horses, and snap it in place, and away they go.
Wow. Well, they were probably so well trained that once
That's
they
it.
Heard the bell, they would come out, stand at their place,
yep.
Wait to be harnessed, and get ready to roll.
That's the way it was. But this wagon, I tell you, I was so proud to see it last night. The owner of the museum now that owns that wagon wanted me to show up, but I didn't. Wasn't able to get to them.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were at Bucyrus, too. In fact, the wagon, they brought it and put it in the Bucyrus Fire Department once again during the Bratwurst Festival.
Jeez.
But, yeah. And so it goes. It's a good festival. Parade was good. Everything's good.
Well, that's good. We had wonderful weather.
Oh, perfect. Yes. And let's hope that we have similar next week.
Well, I checked the forecast. Right now, it dropped from 50% chance of rain to 40.
Oh, that's good.
So, that's encouraging. And, well, I'm hoping Mother Nature's going to smile on us again this year.
It would be nice.
If any folks are interested, there are still tickets available. Now, you need a ticket to get to the VIP reception, and that's Friday the 13th, 1 week from today, 4:30 to 6:30. You'll need a ticket. It's a $50 donation. And, you know, one lucky ticket holder is going to get a flight in that P-51 Mustang. So it'll be something. And we've got some great food. And we've got Dr. Harold Brown, one of the few remaining Tuskegee Airmen, will be here. You'll see his personal 15-minute documentary. Have great food. Ask questions of him. We're working on having a table for World War II veterans with Dr. Brown. And the two Osprey will be there. One of the Black Hawk helicopters will be there. The other one's supposed to come in on Saturday.
Okay.
And then the mobile theater with the 15-minute documentary about the Tuskegee Airmen. So it should be a really enjoyable, fun evening. Great food from Special Occasions in Upper Sandusky.
Well, that's good. Yeah, they've got mighty good food, so we're looking forward.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
So,
horses d'oeuvres.
Yeah, horse d'oeuvres.
Yes.
But, you know, Scott has tickets there at WWGH, so if it's easy for you to stop in at WWGH, Scott has some tickets there, and he'll take care of you. Otherwise, go to the website, and as soon as I get an email, I will get in touch with you and get you your tickets as soon as possible.
Very good.
So enjoy the rest of the week. Great weather for the Popcorn Festival. Go out and have some fun.
That's for sure. It's all here, and it doesn't cost anything to come into the festival grounds.
Yep.
Okay.
Free admission.
Yes.
And you don't even have to pay for all that entertainment either.
Well, that's right.
Unless you want to get up close to the stage.
But, mm-hmm, yeah.
Hey, what more can you get for nothing?
That's right. I was there, and I didn't see the paid entertainment, but I saw entertainment by my granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
Her little dance and vocal presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Nunley introduced her.
Nunley was here. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we've been trying for several years at Channel 4 to get either their helicopter or their mobile weather lab and Nunley up here. And they must have installed a revolving door, because I guess personnel is changing more and more these days, quicker and quicker. One of these years, maybe we'll have Nunley up here in the weather lab, but I'm sure Bob's thinking about retirement here soon.
He recognized me last night.
Really?
Yeah, because as being the grandfather of Scarlett Ralston, the Miss Teeny Pop, and,
uh-huh,
he said that if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be in weather, that I influenced him when he was in grade school even.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, so he gives me credit for that.
I ran into Bob when we were going to Taft. We graduated in 74.
74.
And he's quite a guy.
Yeah. He does, yep, a good job as MC, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, in radio, and radio and television, and doing voiceover commercials and everything. So
yeah,
he's had quite a career.
Quite a career, yes.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll let you go let somebody call in and win something.
I hope so, yes.
Okay,
okay.
Thank you.
See ya. Yes. And 740-383-9944 is our number to call. And so we got one winner today named some of the birds at the Tallgrass Trail. And let me see. I'll give a prize to anyone who can name some of the four-footed animals at the Tallgrass Trail. Mm-hmm. Name at least three four-footed animals at the Tallgrass Trail. Yeah, you think about that. 740-383-9944. And don't forget, you pick up your prize Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here. And let me tell you once again where we're located. We're in the Ohio Health Building, and that's at the corner of Prospect and Center. We're right on the southwest corner. You can't miss it. It's, well, you know, it's not as tall as the building across the street, but nearly. And we're on the second floor. So you would come in the west entrance and open the door, and right there is the elevator button. And you press that, and you come up to the second floor, and we're right around the corner. 740-383-9944, and that's Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. to pick up your prize. Okay, and we got a lot of prizes to give away, especially for the zoo. My goodness, they must think, hey, Marion sure loves our zoo. Oh, here we go. Four-footed animals. Okay, caller, good morning.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Hello, Charlie?
Yes, good morning.
I was going to your radio station. Where are you guys located now?
Okay, we're at the corner of Prospect and Center in the big Ohio Health Building. We're on the second floor. And you come in the west entrance and press the elevator button.
I'll be there.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, yeah. And so it goes. We're right in the midst of the popcorn festival. I mean, we're high and dry here. We're not down where the food is. That's down on the street. We're on the second floor of this building, which also has the heart failure clinic on the first floor, and we're on the second with some other offices. But we have, oh, it's so nice. We have a reception area, we have a studio area, and it really is working out nice. We'll be able to get large groups in here, maybe, you know, and who knows. And the front page of the Marion paper today, I was so happy to see the Leshefsky family. They've been here with us at least three times for celebrations here at WWGH. What a great family. The father plays the accordion, and the kids all sing and play instruments. And we have another caller here. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there, caller? I see your name here, Jeff Jackson. And Jeff just disappeared. All right. 740-383. Yeah, you see, I can tell who's calling because I can read your name on our thing here. 740-383-9944. All right. And name? At least three four-footed animals out at the Tallgrass Trail. Now, that shouldn't be too difficult, should it? There's a lot of animals out there with 4 feet. Okay, now here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, rabbit, squirrel, and deer.
Yeah, rabbit, squirrel, and deer. That's good. And what would you like for a prize?
Oh, boy, could I have a ticket to the zoo?
Yes, we sure do. Yes, indeed. We'll give you tickets to the zoo. And what is your name?
Judy Jackson.
Oh, okay, Judy. All you got to do is, you know where we're at now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Okay. You can come on up and claim your zoo tickets.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay. All right. Now, does anyone have any that you've been already around the festival? Let's see, today is the 6th. I'm writing this down. All right. If you've been around the festival, any particular food you like? 740-383-9944, and I think there's about everything out there. And there are a lot of merchants, a lot of vendors with food that have been there over the years. I know there's, and I mentioned it several times, DeRusso's Sausage. They're from over in the east part of Ohio. And then there's a Dale Wagner and the Wagner pork. Dale was... Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
We're back once again, and at the Tallgrass Trail, there's a lot of four-footed animals, coyotes. There's a few of them that show up. There's deer, and there's not weasels, but, well, yeah, there probably are some weasels. Then in the wintertime, they turn white, and they're called ermine. You remember ladies' coats made out of ermine, that white fur? Oh, boy. And what else we have? We have the, well, there's probably some raccoon out there. And there's the beaver in the pond and so forth. Yeah, there are a lot of four-footed animals at the Tallgrass Trail. And it's good for you to bring your kids out there, too, and enjoy seeing the outdoors. For one thing, you can see more out there in nature than you can in your backyard. But speaking of backyards... The other day, the coyotes were going crazy just north of our backyard. We live next to a woods in Clarendon, and the woods is full of coyote. But at times, they get rather loud, and it sounds like there's a whole playground of kids. Really, no kidding. It sounds like an elementary school at recess time, and... There's plenty of coyotes to go around. I don't know how many there are, but dozens and dozens, I'm sure. We also have oodles of deer in the Clarendon area. My. And then overhead, just like in Marion, you have the buzzards or turkey vultures. But there's one other, the black. See, most of the vultures, if you look up, have an orangish beak, and they're the regulars. But then there's one who has no coloring on his beak. It's rather dark, and that's the other vulture that can actually attack young dogs, cats, you name it. They're kind of nasty, and I don't know how you'd recognize one very quickly to. But, and I haven't heard of anybody being hurt by them, but they've migrated up from the southern reaches of this country, and they're slowly mixing in with the regular turkey vultures. Yes, hey, we have, Ron. Yeah, come on over.
I was at a yard sale the other day, found this
old. Oh, you were at a yard sale?
They got you on the cover.
Oh.
Got a lot of good information in there.
Well, I'll be doggone.
There'd be something good for you to read.
Yes, that's a cover of News Life magazine. I wrote columns there for years. Yeah. Now, are you working at the festival?
No, I'm coming here to get some food. Oh,
yeah.
Drop it off. There's a lot of good information.
Hey, I appreciate that. I can have that, huh?
Yeah, you can have it. Old cars for sale, please.
Hey, that's nice. Yeah. I appreciate it. Okay.
Well, enjoy your day, Charlie. Love listening to the station.
Okay, thank you. All right. Oh, that's great. Oh, what's your name? Okay, Derek. All right.
All right,
thanks. Okay. Yeah, he gave me this copy of News Life. And what's interesting, on the front of News Life, my goodness, it's amazing. Most of these people are deceased. And there again, I see Trello Romine, Jerry Ballinger. Jerry just died here a couple of weeks ago, Dick West. He's long gone. Jack Telfer, who was president of the Historical Society, and he managed Heritage Hall. And the other day I talked to Howard Barr, and I see Howard's dad is here. He was our custodian when he retired from the schools. And, yeah, boy, that's something to see. These people are long gone. Well, and it was called 1989 Distinguished Citizens of the Year. And here's Radio Shack. Here's a two-page ad for Radio Shack. Oh, my goodness. Voice-actuated cassettes, $29.95. Earphones, 33% off. It looks like the earphones I've got right in front of me. Okay. And here's some other pictures, too. Oh, Doug Loudenslager, yes. He got the Young Professional Achievement Award from the Ohio State University College of Agriculture. Oh, Tri-Rivers Center for Adult Education. Classes begin soon. Boy, now, this goes back a ways. The winter quarter, as they mentioned here, attention truck drivers, commercial driver handbook review, daycare aides, Tri-Rivers. And what was this year, 1989? Yeah. Okay, let me go on here. Oh, here's Jim Craycraft, Lowell Thurston. These are distinguished citizens. This is kind of like what the Marion or Community Foundation or does nowadays. Distinguished citizens: Jim Craycraft, Mike Piacentino, George Brown, Lula Zay, Arshad Chaudhry, Roxana Conway, Eldon Phillips. Eldon used to conduct the Christmas lights tours. He died years ago. Joe Sprague, Esther Weiss, and Lowell Thurston. Wow. Distinguished citizens. Okay. And it says here, Cleveland Mayor George Voinovich will speak at the banquet February 1st here at the Country Club in Marion. Okay. And let me see. 1988 Citizen of the Year was Claire Cook. Oh, okay. And looking on here, some of the groceries, cottage cheese, 79. This is Al's Sparkle Market. Do you remember? Where was Al's Sparkle Market? Huh. Al's Sparkle Market, Marion Marysville Road. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Okay. And looking here, another ad for cash and carry. All right. Hey, this is interesting. Here's a house for sale on Skiwood Drive by Pat Neidig Realty. All right. And, here's a listing of a television program. Okay. Caller, let me see. Caller, go ahead.
Al's Sparkle Market, what do you need?
Yeah, okay. I need a pound of hamburg.
Okay. What about, what's that cheese that's made of everything? Head cheese.
Head cheese, yes.
Yeah. Al's Sparkle Market, I believe, is where the IGA used to be.
That's what I was thinking, yes.
Yeah.
And that was, what was his name that was there? There were two of them.
Pantera. Oh.
There was one guy who had a nationally famous name, but he wasn't nationally famous. Along with Tom...
Tom...
Yeager.
Yeager.
Yes.
Tom Yeager. Yeah, and he had the round house on Greenwood Street.
That's right. That house is still there.
Yep. Still there.
Yeah.
So, yep. Pretty sure that's where the Sparkle Market was.
Okay.
Well, it didn't seem like it was there too long.
Yeah, right, yeah. But that was after IGA left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, this is 1989. Wow.
1989.
Yeah, this paper is January 1990, January 7th. but contains all the 1989 awards and things.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, did it mention me?
Let me see here. Janitorial services. Yes.
Oh, they messed that up. I was actually in the sewer system at that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I was a head bucket mop it up guy.
Maybe there's a section on here of somebody coming up for air.
That could be. We'll see you later.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I appreciate getting this paper. No kidding. It's just like new, except it's faded a little bit. All right. And here's an ad for 94.3 WDIF. That was 1990. Okay. Wow. And so it goes. But just looking at the front page of this paper and seeing all these people that once were, that are, let's see. Oh, there's one man here, I think. A couple more that I think all these people are gone except me. Bernard, you know, he was involved in the beginning of OSUM. What was his last name? All these people, they've all passed away. Good grief. I can't believe. So if you'd like to come up and look at this, I'll leave it out as so others can enjoy looking at it too. Yeah. Well, all these people that once were the heart of Marion. Jerry Ballinger that's shown here. Remember, he passed away a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. He was the one who was interim mayor of Marion, and he's the one that discovered in a file cabinet a letter from the postal department saying we're going to sell our post office in Marion because we're building that new one. And Jerry let me know when I was president of the Historical Society that, hey, are you guys interested in buying a post office? Well, it's there as Heritage Hall today. Now, an interesting thing, while I'm talking about things, how did it get its title, Heritage Hall? Well, I gave it that title because on our bike across Ohio one year, we bicyclists were all eating breakfast in Clyde, Ohio, and I looked out the window and there was a museum across the street called Heritage Hall. And I thought, man, that would be just fine. That would sound like a good title for us. And so that's how Heritage Hall came about. Yep, that was getting to be a long time ago. When I look at this picture, all these people are long gone. Good grief. Where has everybody gone? Well, hopefully those living today will be at the Popcorn Festival because it's running full blast right now. And I can only imagine, I can't see the street right now, but it must be full of people. Now, we're located right on the Festival Midway. We're located, not where you can see us, but we're in a building there. The heart failure clinic is on the first floor, and we're on the second floor of the Ohio Health building here, which is really owned by Lois Fisher. She's our landlord here, and on the second floor, and we have very nice facility here. It's really enough room for us. It's about three times as much room as we had before. And we don't have to go down steps to get to us. We just take an elevator up to the second floor. Can't beat that. All right. Now, what is your favorite food here at the festival? Anyone like to give us a buzz? 740-383-9944. Wow. When I look at this, Jack Telfer is the one that originated, you might say, the Tallgrass Trail, because he worked with the railroad to make the purchase of the railroad right-of-way and so forth. Wow. Isn't that something? Jerry Ballinger, he worked at Fairfield Engineering. And, And so, that's something. Just look at all these people that are long gone. Wow. And, you know, Marion had and still does have a good base of intelligent people to, you know, guide through the... Well, and speaking of that, Ted Graham, I often said that Ted Graham is the kingpin of Marion because...
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. We got about, 14 minutes yet, or 13 and a half minutes left in the program today. I'd welcome your call. If you have any comments about the Popcorn Festival, now just look, I'm looking at News Life of 1990, and just 9 years before that, the festival began. All right. And just looking here, it's really interesting. Smith Clinic salutes the 1989's distinguished citizens. That's interesting. They were, let me see, Lou Laze, Esther, yeah, I mentioned them already, didn't I? Yeah, okay. All right, then who else? And all these people. Is Dr. Chaudhry still in Marion? Mike Piacentino, where did Mike go? George Brown's dead. Alden Phillips is dead. All right. And see Joseph Sprigg. Is he still here? All right. Boy, this is interesting. Okay, I'll leave this here, so people can kind of look over Marion of the past, the people that were leaders in Marion years ago. We have our leaders of today, and those are the leaders of yesterday. Wow, 1990, or 1989, really. Okay, 740-383-9944. What about food? What do you like at the Bratwurst Festival, or at the Popcorn Festival? And that's an old question, of course. It's asked every year about your favorite food. What's your favorite thing other than food? How about the entertainment? Do you like the entertainment at the festival? And don't forget, there's a stage, too. A community stage, I think that's might be the name of it, and where your Leszewski family is pictured performing on that stage, and my granddaughter Scarlett Rawson will be performing on that stage, and a lot of other people. So you've got to come down to the festival, though. I don't have a schedule of who's performing when. Wouldn't that be neat if we did? Okay, now don't forget, if you win a ticket, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're open Thursday and Friday only. Now, we're open, throughout, but only on Thursday and Friday can you pick up your tickets you've won between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. All right. Time is flying. So what are you going to do when you come to the festival today? You're probably going to eat first, and there are certainly plenty of places to eat. My goodness. And it's as big a festival as it ever been. It was big when it began and is maybe a little bit bigger now. A lot of entertainment to be had free of charge at the main stage about, 8 o'clock every evening? And then there was, yesterday I think it was, there was a performance by a group at the Palace Theater. That takes place every year for senior citizens. So no one's overlooked here at the Marion Popcorn Festival. All right, now looking elsewhere here. Yesterday we had some interesting questions, but I got an answer on hydroponics, things grown in water. And if you ever want to see something interesting and can never get to those greenhouses up in northern Ohio, and see the operation of where they grow all these tomatoes. And some of these tomato vines are 10 feet long or longer. Yeah, they come out of the water and go up to a rack, and then they spread out from there. It's really absolutely fascinating. Hydroponics, which can supply through hydroponics a lot of our daily food. All right, and the popcorn moisture, that's one thing we've not got an answer to. Are there any popcorn kernel aficionados? Can you tell me what percentage of moisture must a kernel of popcorn contain so it will pop correctly? All right. So, yeah, there are more than just three birds and more than a few four-footed animals at Tallgrass Trail. There's a little bit of everything out there. There's even some of the no-footed animals, little snakes. Harmless little snakes. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
Is that popcorn moisture about 21%?
Yeah, that's a little high.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Charlie. Okay. How are you?
Oh, well, not too bad.
Good. Well, I'll answer a different one then. I think the jug is the old oaken bucket.
Yes, the old oaken bucket. Well, good. I finally got an answer.
Good. Then the popcorn is 18%.
Okay, a little bit lower.
Oh, no kidding.
It's 12-13%.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was stuck in my mind in that 20%.
Yeah.
Range.
The only reason I know, I used to be a popcorn popper.
Yeah. Did you have a moisture gauge or anything?
No, I didn't. I relied on Wyandotte popcorn.
Okay.
Yeah. And I bought it by large 20 or 50-pound bags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun going through that, huh?
Oh, boy, it sure was.
Yeah.
You know, I sold popcorn for 10 cents a bag and still made money.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's the way those days used to be, though, really.
Yes.
You know, it's,
well, that's right.
Yeah. People didn't try to make an exorbitant amount of money, you know, just
that's
enough
right.
to make some money and get by and
that's right.
help other people out.
Well, I wish you could see this news life I'm looking at from 1990.
That sounded interesting.
Yeah, when they're all gone.
Yeah.
Except me.
Right. Well, that's good. You're able to read it anyway.
But last night, getting around at the festival.
You wondered, huh?
Well, I had to have a little bit of help from time to time.
Yeah. Didn't realize how far you used to have to walk, huh?
That's right. That's right, yeah.
Probably have a tough time pushing Gil down the street.
Oh, yes, I don't think I could do that this year.
Yeah. I think Gil's around, isn't he?
Yeah, he lives up at Cortland, Ohio, I think.
Okay.
But I haven't talked to Gil in probably 5 or 10 years.
That was so much fun listening to you and Gil in the morning. You know, it was...
And you know, the interesting thing, too, that Bob Nunley last night said that he got influenced by... Well, it was Gil Gomez and I talking about weather every day. And he became a weatherman.
Yeah. Well, Gil could make it interesting.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Well,
and Gil he used to come down. He'd stay over the weekend with his family on the farm. Yeah.
Yeah. He got really involved.
Sure did. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And him and then Kathy Francis.
Kathy, yeah.
She got involved, too.
Yeah. And I think someone said she passed away.
Oh, really?
Wow. I saw her play ball over in Shillington, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I was on vacation, and their team, the Weather Forecast Incorporated, played the team from the newspaper or radio station there in Reading.
Uh-huh.
And she got hit by a ball, and I remember that.
Oh, wow.
And after that, they say she became crippled.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
I met her and her younger sister over at, I think it was the first Orang Bang over there.
Oh,
she ran in the 5K, I think.
Yes, right, she did. Yeah.
Just a little thing.
Oh, yeah, you know, and when I was over at Shillington, I walked up to the man who heads the Weather Forecast Incorporated. I said, I'm here, I'd like to see Kathy Francis. Where is she?
Uh-huh.
And he said, she's standing right beside you.
Oh.
That little kid.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
Those were good days.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah.
Well, thanks, Charlie.
Okay, thanks. Bye. All right, yeah. The day's gone by, and today is another one of those days. You never know what will happen between now and then. But hopefully it's something good. And something good, you can go up and down the festival and pick out something good to eat. But I'll leave this paper, this news life out, so people can read it. I appreciate that young man bringing that in to me. My goodness. I did editorials weekly for NewsLife for 10 years. Well, more than 10 years. Probably 15 years. And it was really interesting keeping people up to date on what was happening in Marion, kind of like what I'm trying to do now. And one of the things, I mentioned Ted Graham. Ted has been a kingpin. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, did you hear any more about Mike Davis?
Yes, I sure did.
They were telling on the radio or the television this morning he could get a minimum of 8 years and possible a lot longer.
That's right, 8 years, and I think his bond was at least $35,000. Yeah, it's been an interesting story.
Yeah, it is. And 32 years, they said he was a weather person.
That's right, yeah. And why would anybody like that want to do anything like what he did? My goodness.
Hey, this world's full of all kind of whatever.
It sure is, isn't it? My land. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I don't know if you know any of that or not, but I thought I'd call. And...
Yes. Okay. Very
good. Right.
Okay, thanks. Right. Yeah, and looking at his picture, as they showed it, he looked like a different individual, much older. And it looked like under a little stress, naturally. Oh, boy. Isn't it something? But when you really think about it, all the crimes being committed daily involving sex. Now, look at the big guy that supposedly hung himself. What all he was involved in. It kind of like there's more sex crimes than almost anything else. Boy. Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, it's 11:57 already. Anyone else like to contribute to this morning's program? Of the, you know, the phones are open. I'd like to hear from you. And, we offer all this time with no regards. I mean, you can talk about anything you like to talk about, as long as it's within... decency, of course. All right, any comments you'd like to make, I'd like to hear from you. Now, we'll be all in the air this afternoon yet from about 12:15 to 1 with Brandy Downs and Scott. We'll be talking about things, well, who knows what we'll talk about. And that's at 12:15. And it's already 11:58. Boy, time flies, doesn't it? And so does those things on garbage wagons. Oh, that's bad. But anyhow, and the nicest thing, too, when I was talking about Ted Graham, that he's had the Marion Power Shovel facilities that will be leased out to this company making animal feed from insects. And that is a great turnaround, a complete circle of activity, and if you study that, it's just tremendous. It's a number one type of thing to where you have flies that have larvae, and then everything is dried out. The larva, incidentally, eats leftovers, and some of the processed material from pullet, and they all feed on that, as well as proceeds from that Reconserve company. And we're almost at the end of the day, but it's just a complete circle around producing feed for animals. Really great. Okay, so we've got about 30 seconds left, and I hope you were listening this morning and stick to your radio, and stay tuned for this afternoon, and always here WWGH 107.1 on the radio. We're located in the Ohio Health Building here at the corner of Prospect and Center on the second floor. And the... Okay. We'll
You're
see you in a little bit.
To WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
You have always lived a very public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone. And
can, yeah.
Is anything private?
No, no, not much. Private, but I'm a publicity. So I drop my pants at the slightest provocation. I shouldn't. I should have been more circumspect in how I deal with the public. But I just so want to be loved that I drop all reserve, and I shouldn't.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address: 2842 Marion Waldo Road, telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Marion Wings and Wheels Incorporated, a 501c3, has just updated their website with a form for tickets to their VIP reception for Dr. Harold Brown, one of the few remaining Tuskegee Airmen, and the Commemorative Air Force Red Tail Squadron. The reception will be Friday, September 13th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Hangar 12 at the Marion Municipal Airport. There are a limited number of tickets, 150, for this fundraising event. One lucky ticket holder will ride in the P-51, a $2,000 flight. One ticket holder of only 150 will experience the thrill of soaring in this historic aircraft. Tickets are a $50 donation and are available via WingsWheelsMarion.org website, fundraising reception. Follow the instructions and you could be the lucky ticket holder. Attendees will experience Dr. Harold Brown's documentary, Ask Dr. Brown Questions, see the World War II P-51C Mustang, CAF